TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Hi there, I'm Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
You know that's the truth.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Good morning, everybody. It's a Monday, and it's the 29th day of April, and today is National Zipper Day. Yep, National Zipper Day. It was on this day in 1913 that a man named Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-American electrical engineer, was granted a patent for the modern zipper, known then as the separable fastener. This invention changed just about everything in the way a lot of clothing was made, not to mention other things we use every day. Backpacks, luggage, many types of packaging, and some shoes and boots. Nowadays, zippers are so common that we just tend to take them for granted, even though over 4.5 billion zippers are used each year just in the United States. So let's pause for just a moment and thank Mr. Sundback for this very special invention, and happy National Zipper Day to you. Well, in the story just ahead, there's a new kid on campus who was running his mouth when he really needed to just zip it. See what I did there? Just zip it. The story is called Larry's Limp, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Larry was everybody's friend. He made good grades, and he was always very helpful. The other students thought he told the funniest stories, and he was a good listener, too, if anyone had a problem. But most of the time, none of them paid any attention to Larry's limp. They had grown up with him, and they knew that his leg had been injured in a car accident before they even started school. Of course, Larry couldn't run very fast or play ball very well, but he wrote great stories, and he played the piano better than anybody else in the school. One day, a new boy moved into the neighborhood and started attending Larry's school. On his first day, he tried to impress everybody by bragging about all the things he could do better than anybody else. Then he stopped and pointed down the hall and said in a loud voice, "Hey, who's that dude that can't walk?" Then the boy started copying the way Larry limped. The new boy was laughing and thought his new friends would laugh with him, but instead, everyone was very quiet. Larry came closer, and with a big smile, he said, "Hi, I'm Larry. You must be the new guy I heard about." Suddenly, the boy felt very ashamed of himself. He realized that he had just been totally insensitive. "Hey, it's nice to meet you," he said, barely able to look Larry in the eye. He knew Larry must have seen the way he was acting, but Larry was friendly to him anyway. The boy knew the difference between helping and hurting, and he certainly knew Larry was the hero type. He felt so bad about what he had done that right then and there he decided to stop bragging about himself and start being a little more like Larry instead. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too.
So do you know someone who has a physical challenge like Larry? Have you ever seen or heard someone being teased about a physical challenge? How did that make you feel? Also, do you know anyone who loves to brag about himself or herself? Do you like that about him or her? And finally, how can you be a hero to someone with a physical challenge? Just some thinking points as you go through your day today. Okay, so you've been hearing me talk about listening every weekday morning to TCN Mornings, and that you can simply go to tcnmornings.com and play each daily episode from there, or you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app by simply searching TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store, and that is just how simple it is. Well, now, you can also simply search TCN Mornings wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can just Google TCN Mornings or enter TCN Mornings into your favorite search engine. TCN Mornings. Now, it's simply everywhere. Well, coming up, it's another visit with my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. It's all just ahead right here on this Monday edition of TCN Mornings. Well, as I've mentioned many times before, I hope you have someone in your life like my old Irish pappy, someone who is full of wisdom, who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better.
Making commitments to yourself and to others is important, but even more important is keeping those commitments. Always follow through and actually do what you commit to.
Yes, making commitments to yourself and to others is important, but even more important is keeping those commitments. Always follow through and actually do what you commit to. All right, it's time now for the question of the day. You heard earlier that a man named Gideon Sundback received a patent for the zipper in 1913. So let's make your question about patents. What is a patent and how does it differ from a copyright? What is a patent and how does it differ from a copyright? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about last Friday's question, you remember that Friday was National Audubon Day in honor of John James Audubon, who was a famous painter of birds and also an ornithologist. That's a scientist who specializes in the study of birds. He died over 170 years ago, but in addition to his paintings, we also have something else today that is named after him and that carries on the work that he did in the study and protection of birds. So your question was, what is it that we have today that is named after John James Audubon and that continues the work he did in the study and protection of birds? Well, Morgan from Frederick, Maryland, says it's the National Audubon Society. She says it is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to the conservation of birds and their habitats. It started in 1905, and it's one of the oldest organizations of its kind in the world. The National Audubon Society has nearly 500 local chapters across America. And Morgan, that's exactly right, so thank you for that. Listen, take the opportunity to learn more about the National Audubon Society. It's a fascinating study, and who knows, maybe you would like to become a part of one of its local chapters. Okay, just one more quick segment ahead for you, but as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Have you ever felt like maybe you're the only person in the world who has the feelings you feel, the thoughts you think, and the pain that you may be enduring? Well, you know, it's a big world out there, and there's really nothing new. It's all been done before. You see, thoughts and feelings often lead to action, and somebody somewhere has felt what you feel and has done whatever you're doing or thinking about doing. They've either felt good about the results of their actions, or they've had regrets. Talk to people, especially older people who have had a little experience in life. Seek advice about any decision that you don't already have firsthand experience with. Look ahead and visualize the long-term results of your actions. And remember that someone has already done it before and has already lived with the results. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNmornings.com.